We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast with Robbie the Degenerate.
Welcome back, everybody. And by now, you should have downloaded the radio.com app. It's the only way to listen to the ticket on your smart device. You can hear our shows live or on demand. Robbie is blasting us right now. Listen to the radio.com. I assume, unless he has a transistor radio where he is.
I would not be surprised.
You can also download our podcast. Please do so. Look up Toby, Leroy, and Beast. Download it. Subscribe to it. It'll get delivered to you every single day. And if there's any issues, email support at radio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Oh, no. Stop.
I won't do it to
okay,
you.
Okay, because every day I get some listeners like, ha, I'm emailing you. Told me to.
Plus, I told people to do it this morning.
Oh, you idiot.
I told people
Amber was back today. That was good to hear.
Yep, big day.
It was a fun show. I listened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, listened because I wanted to hear Amber's back.
I didn't. I had to drive to a new gym.
Oh, yeah, yours is leveled.
Yours got blown up.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I saw that. I just saw a headline on Twitter that the five people injured have hired lawyers to sue whoever is to blame for that explosion.
Yeah. Mm. Have they gotten to the bottom? Like, has anyone...
here's what I know. That place has been closed for like 8 months.
Right.
And they leased it to someone else.
Yes.
And they were renovating or
right,
whatever.
Correct. But so I still have not heard definitive word that it was
a
gas explosion.
Oh, it was an explosion. There was debris all over the place.
Right. So I don't know, man. I just, I don't want to get too conspiracy theorist.
Huh.
Just saying.
That's pretty weird, man.
What?
Huh.
Interesting. Oh, yeah.
It looks like that's the cars right outside.
No, I know. Yeah. My buddy, Steven from Channel 7, he flies their drone.
I got a question for Steven.
No, not that Steven. And so he had to go there and fly the drone and cover it. And yeah, he said it looked like a war scene.
Oh, it was wild. I couldn't believe it.
Yep.
I'm like, that was just an accident?
And everybody start calling me because I go to the gym.
I didn't think you went to that one. I thought you went to the one on Sunrise.
I go to that one. That one's nicer. Now I'll go to the one in Sunrise because that one's nice.
No, stop with the Amber stealing my thunder. I love Amber. I was happy to hear her back this morning. I thought it brought some spunk to the show, and you guys were really funny this morning. Just going to say that.
Funny every morning.
Particularly funny.
Macho Marlins, man.
Particularly funny this morning.
Got me.
Hey. Check this out. We're normally funny in the midday.
Every day. This guy. Two shows.
Yeah, we know. We're aware.
Lifeblood.
We're going to change the name from The Ticket to The Tobin.
Not a bad idea.
Please.
790 The Tobin.
Hey, you know what? Tobin, you tell him. I don't care what you call it. Pay me accordingly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't control that.
No, yeah. See, look.
Let me ask you a question. Because you've had to go sign contracts and negotiate that stuff. Am I in the room in there? No, it's not me. I don't have anything to do with that.
You probably are in the room when the boss is hemming and hawing about having to go ask the boss, the big boss, for what I want.
I mean, he complains about asking the boss about everything. Even rubber bands. Like, if we have to order staplers.
What is Robbie doing?
I don't even want a raise. I just want to get... He just wants his.
You got a separate situation that we just found out about yesterday, whereas your check is coming from parts unknown.
Check's not coming from parts unknown because it ain't coming.
Right. That's it.
Sorry.
What is Robbie texting us?
I don't know. You better than... Someone wants you to drive to Pompano to go to LA Fitness.
Man, I get up at 5 in the morning. I'm not doing a whole bunch of driving.
There's an LA Fitness on every corner.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about?
There's one in... I've been to that one. I've been to the one... I haven't been to the one on Flamingo.
I go to Flamingo and Sheridan.
I might try that one. Flamingo, yeah.
I used to go work out.
I go to three different ones. I go to the one-on-one.
Hold up. Hold up. Stop the show. TV timeout. What did you just say?
I used to work out there, man. Used to have a personal trainer over there. Whatever.
You worked out in that little rope.
What did y'all
area?
Do? Eat Krispy Kremes together? Because y'all wasn't working out.
We were working out.
I've always wanted it with those.
My
LA
personal
fitness.
Trainer, wait, Derek, question. He's now a Miami Firefighter.
Question. Do you complain?
This is
did
like,
you complain all the time when you were like, oh, it hurts?
No, I actually like working out. I just can't get myself to go and do it. When I work out, I have fun. Like, I enjoy it.
That doesn't sound like you enjoy it because you don't go.
Well, no, I don't go because I prefer to just be on my couch.
Then you don't like it.
No, but I do. When I actually go, I like it. I like doing it.
Do you understand? Everything in my life that I have loved to do, I did it.
Yeah,
if I didn't like it, I didn't do it.
I'm not like that. Like, I love to play the drums, but, like, I play, like, once every, like, 2 months. They're in my garage. I'm too lazy to go out there. Can we analyze the Robbie trade? And
please.
Not analyze my life anymore. I do go to therapy for that.
All right. Robbie is throwing us screenshots of trades. He has sent us a three-way trade based on Lawson's tweet that apparently the Heat are trying to get Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook in a deal that involves John Wall going to the Thunder.
Where's Lawson?
According to his friend.
He's sitting there laughing. I just want to see. Look at him. He's over there smiling and laughing at these idiots.
I just want to see if Lawson has a grin or not.
It's got to happen.
He is.
I told him if the Heat ended up with Beal and Westbrook, that I would kiss the ring. Next time I saw Pat Riley, I would just take a knee and kiss the ring.
Lawson, thumbs up or thumbs down? Has anyone sent you any nudie pictures yet? Still no?
No boobs?
Oh, you people are horrible. You're horrible people. Jeez. You're following them for all the NBA info, but you won't hook them up. This is horrible.
Here is...
Cretans.
Here is Robbie's trade. Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal go to the Heat in exchange for Goran Dragic, Justice Winslow, Myers Leonard, and Kelly Olynyk. Wizards get Goran, Justice Winslow, Myers Leonard, and the Thunder get John Wall, Jan Mahinmi, and Kelly Olynyk.
Why?
Really?
Why don't you just contract them at that point? honestly.
At that point, just stop operations.
And also, Robbie, you can't trade Myers Leonard in a package, I think, until September, man. There's some stupid...
Did he sign his contract?
No, he's got... I don't know. I haven't found out the reason for this, but there's some cockamamie rule where he can't be part of a trade package until September. So, plus, he has a monster voice. I don't want to lose him.
Is there anybody you want to keep because of basketball?
Bam.
Because you want to keep him because he got a monster voice. You want to keep UD, hell, I don't know. Because...
Stop. Minus one.
Minus one.
Headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
This guy gets me, man. On the text line, 67974, brought to you by AccentLawFirm.com, he says, I understand where Beast is coming from with the workouts. I barely drink, and when I'm drunk, I wish I was drunk all the time. Then it's over, and I hate alcohol. It's pretty much the same
thing.
That's
not the same thing.
Totally same thing. Samesies.
Right.
You know, can I tell you something?
What?
Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady can go straight to hell.
Oh, they're working out together.
Who?
Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski working out together.
You just said Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
You said Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one today.
Yeah, but at least mine aren't FCC violations.
Yeah.
Or close to slurs.
Jesus.
Anywho, I am, I'm tired of that nonsense. Retire already. Be retired or don't be retired. I'm tired of this. You're toying back and forth.
You just don't like it because it's with Tom Brady.
You think you're Brett Favre, Gronkowski? You think you get to just toy with us and right?
He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Nah, he can't. He can't.
Why did you even read this text?
Okay, face it. If Gronkowski weren't a former Patriot now, if he were a former anything else, you would love him.
Nope.
You would love him.
Act is played.
You would love him. If he were a Jaguar, oh my God. You would love that guy.
Why didn't you read this follower?
I'm a Mercedes Lewis guy.
Beast is such a damn liar. No.
I'm with you, Beast, but I'm 166.1, so it's different.
Yeah, totally different. It's true. It's not the same. That's not the same. It's not the same.
But don't you feel like, you know, at some point you need to make some life changes?
Yeah.
Not yet?
I do.
Dude, you called a doctor to come to work because you felt funny.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
That's not normal.
No, I'm a hypochondriac, that's why. Get that from my mom. Like, my mom will just go to Mass General Hospital just to get, like, a scan just because it's something to do on a Monday. Don't ask. It's a neurotic Jew thing. Anyways.
Text writes in, Darkport of Doom, do the whole show all on a treadmill or a bike. That actually sounds really funny.
That's horrible.
Oh, we can bring one of those little stationary bikes in the thing?
Yeah, good. I should lose that week.
Just make sure we put some springs on it.
Springs? You need some concrete to hold that thing up.
No, you need to have some give.
How about this? You see this NFL.com? They can go straight to hell. They got Dan Marino, 7th best quarterback of all time.
Can I guess the ones they have above him?
Sure. Tom Brady.
Hold on. Shh. Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Numero uno.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
No. I'm sorry. I meant Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Joe Montana.
He was three.
Joe Montana.
Number two.
Brett Favre.
Nope.
Joe Namath.
Nope.
No. Hold on.
Joe Namath.
I'm trying to think. Who'd
so
you say
if
this
you
list
have,
was
if
from?
If you got to have.
Wait, who's the list from?
Steve Young.
NFL.com.
Oh, okay.
Steve Young.
I just thought it would be New York centric.
Nope.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3.
Johnny Unitas.
Johnny Unitas, number 4. So you guys have listed 1 through 4.
Okay.
You got Tom Brady is 1, Joe Montana 2, Peyton Manning
so
3.
So we need 5, 6.
Johnny Unitas,
5,
number
6.
4.
5 and 6. 5 has got to be Drew Brees? No.
Number 6.
He's number 6?
Wow, no. So we're missing one.
Okay, who's 5?
Phillip Rivers.
Think of where Leroy used to play.
Bernie Kosar?
No.
Go way back further than that. Otto Graham.
Otto Graham?
Otto Graham, they threw 3 passes a game.
Otto Graham, did he even wear a helmet?
He's number 5 all time, according to NFL.com.
Are you crapping me?
Marino's number 7.
Number 7. Listen, I'm not a Dolphins fan, but that's disrespect.
That's a slap in the face.
That is horrible.
Quite frankly, Johnny Unitas as well.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. At least I kind of get Johnny Unitas, but not. No, get out of here with Otto Graham. Ugh. That can go straight to hell.
Roger Staubach, number 8. Elway, 9. Man, Broncos, honestly. If we were doing Broncos Denver Sports Radio today, that would be the one that gets
hot
everybody
topic,
upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Elway's 9?
9.
Yeah.
Two spots behind Marino.
Ooh. So then where is
Aaron Rodgers 10.
Okay.
Wow.
You guys want to keep this going?
Yeah. Keep going.
Number 11?
Yep.
Sammy Baugh.
Slinging Sammy Baugh.
Okay.
12?
Yep.
Brett Favre.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 13, Bart Starr.
I get that. Did you say Starbuck? Starback?
Yeah, he was.
I can't talk.
He was number 10.
They didn't throw passes back then.
14, Troy Aikman.
What?
Super
He's like 70th on the list of passing yards.
3 Super Bowls.
15, Steve Young.
Okay. Then wait. If that's the case, then where's Rogers? I mean, not Roger Staubach, but Bradshaw.
I don't see him.
Yeah. Okay, there he has 4.
16, Sid Luckman. 17, your boy, with the gut these days, Terry Bradshaw.
Who's 17?
Yep. 18, Russell Wilson.
Wait!
Wow.
How many years has he been playing football?
He has played 8 seasons.
He's been playing that long? Wow.
Ben Roethlisberger, number 19. Kurt Warner, number
20.
So they
20. Got him ahead. They got him ahead of Ben Roethlisberger. So, yeah, I could see that.
Wow.
Like, I would say that the reason, like, if you had to judge a quarterback based on accuracy and his ability to make reads and read a defense, that's not Ben's game. Ben's game is he's a tight end, and he can hold on to the ball, and you can't tackle
him. Mahomes not on that list yet?
Nope, not yet.
Oh,
number 20, Kurt Warner. 21, Jim Kelly.
Wait a minute. I don't know. I feel like Jim Kelly needs to be a little bit higher.
Jim Kelly should be closer to Marino because That offense was innovative. And
Jim Kelly should be high. I mean, Kurt Warner was bagging groceries.
No, but dude, for the same reasons.
Almost a two-time Super Bowl MVP.
If they got Kurt Warner there, no, he wasn't. They only won one.
I said he almost about. He's almost a two-time Super Bowl. If they would have won that, he would have won the Super Bowl MVP.
But here's the thing, is that when you think of the greatest show on turf,
yeah,
that's kind of what Buffalo was. When Jim Kelly was there with the K-gun and the hurry-up offense,
yeah, I mean,
that was very innovative, right?
Number 22, Warren Moon.
22?
23.
Warren Moon has probably more yards than
the CFL.
Than any. He has over 60,000 total yards.
They don't count
yards.
That. It's NFL.com, not CFL.com. Number 23.
But black quarterbacks wasn't getting chances.
I'm just letting you know.
Hall of Fame quarterback, he was couldn't even get into the
not
NFL.
Where's Doug Williams?
Not on the list.
No, he's not.
Fran Tarkenton, number 23.
Sells insurance.
He was he ran for his dear life. Archie Manning ran for his life, and then Fran Tarkenton did it.
Number 24, Len Dawson. Number 25, Norm Van Brocklin. And honorable mention, Chad Pennington.
Stop it. And those are your headlines.
Oh my God.
Was that not the most thrilling segment of radio ever?
No.
The top 20.
You are right, though. If we were on our Denver station, we'd be, oh.
What an outrage.
Oh, we'd be going
Somebody
nuts.
Said if Brady played in the 80s, he would have crumbled. Dan Marino is the greatest.
I think Dan Marino, how many Super Bowls has Tom Brady been to?
11?
9
or 11.
11? I thought he was 6-3.
Let's see. Oh, I'm thinking of the Patriots. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marino, if he was on those Patriots teams, though, 9-0.
Hey, wait a minute.
No, no, no.
Somebody said, at least I know who Johnny Unitas is.
We'll be back after this. Baby, here I am. I'm a man. Welcome back, everybody. Hashtag Third Hour continues. Floyd Mayweather. He took his first L of his career, Leroy. I don't know if you saw this. I think he was playing a celebrity game in Vegas. And he got sent to the floor, man. I don't think I've ever seen Floyd Mayweather in such a poor athletic position. He's one of the best fighters of all time, and he got destroyed.
Oh my, he got crossed though.
He got sent so far across. That little body of his went so far.
He's tiny.
Oh, he is small. He is small and rich.
That's the one thing that's weird about like fighting. I don't think a grown man should be 112 pounds.
I mean, he didn't even train for that McGregor fight. It was crazy.
No. It looked like, you ever seen the movie The Great White Hype?
Yeah.
And that's like, and McGregor kept giving him hammer time.
I think they should have allowed hammer fists.
Oh my goodness.
Be great. Maybe Masvidal will fight Mayweather. He's too big.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I gotta tell you though, what I've been surprised seeing all the publicity for Masvidal. Like, kind of felt like this was a win that maybe took him to a next level fame wise.
I really
feel like that. Like, he got
the
Levitard rub. He was they were covering him on the show. I feel like he's been all over SportsCenter.
Well, because the manner in which he won is all about a highlight. I mean, it's unbelievable to see.
Well, that's been a cool thing about ESPN too. They've been playing the highlight like crazy.
Right.
With them having the rights to
and
the
I've
UFC
seen,
now.
And all of their talent has been tweeting it out. And
yeah.
Like, all that stuff.
And I mean, obviously he had the crazy press conference afterwards, right. But I mean, it's tough to say that he's going to have a McGregor-type rise, because McGregor's rise, part of it is McGregor's from Ireland, so he had that crazy fan base following him everywhere.
Oh.
But, yeah, the hooligans. I mean, the hooligans are crazy. And, I mean, and George has been in the game forever, man. I mean, you're talking about 16 years. But, like, you have these crazy knockouts after crazy knockouts, and you knock out the social media trolls, and he's got just such an engaging personality. People always fascinated with Kimbo Slice and the package that came around him, as far as like the toughest guy in the backyard. He has that coming, from down here as well, with him fighting in those Kimbo Slice backyard brawls too. I don't know, man. I felt like it was like this, like the win that he had in Liverpool was a big one for his career, but this one kind of felt even bigger because of the way it happened.
Oh my goodness.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I want, because the UFC's always looking for that star potential, and I'm like, it was kind of the fight that everybody was talking. It was the third fight up. It wasn't talking about a fight that had Jon Jones, Amanda Nunes, who's the greatest women's fighter of all time. But everybody was really talking about the Masvidal Askren fight because they hated each other so much. And then to win in that kind of fashion, where everybody, it feels like everyone's tuning in for you.
I can be.
It's like a rocket to your back.
I can honestly say this without a fact, that no MMA person would be able to knock me out in 5 seconds. Nor would I ever go and try to grab one of them's legs. Like, he grabbed his legs like he was saying, kick me in the face, right? It wasn't really a real attack on his legs. He just kind of gingerly went down there.
Yeah, he probably thought another one's going to happen. Like, flying knee's going to come here. Man, so. Somebody texts in, Brady being number one quarterback is like Mayweather being number one boxer. Sure, they win, but is it fun to watch? I'm kind of with that guy. I think Brady is boring to watch.
He is, because they all throw like four or five yard passes.
Only people, I actually said that to Beast, because we watched, what was the game we watched? I think it was the Chargers game this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Ross Perot.
Like, and I was like, oh, you like this?
What'd you say?
Ross Perot.
Yeah, he passed away this morning.
Did he?
Yep.
How old was he?
Probably pretty old.
He was like 70 for like 30 years.
One of the only guys to run as an independent that actually got some steam.
Yeah, like I remember watching the playoffs with Beast this year, and I would turn to him, and they were waxing the Chargers. And I'm like, but they were doing such a boring fashion. I'm like, you like this? Really?
Digging and dunking down the field.
This is what you like? This is what you enjoy?
I like winning.
He goes, yeah, I like it. Him and his son's got the gloves on. I don't know which white receiver he was wearing.
He had Chris Hogan, of course.
The white one.
I don't know if it was Hogan or Edelman.
No,
he's
he
got
had
the
Hogan.
Whole collection.
He had Hogan on. He's got the whole collection.
He's got the whole collection.
But here's the thing.
I don't even know how he was eating his food with the gloves.
I say that to you.
he's got the tack on him.
I say that to you guys all the time. Who cares how you win? And you constantly tell me it matters how you win.
I got to tell you.
But you
just
sat here and said, they win. That's all that matters.
No. Nay.
Yeah, but they big win.
I said matters how they lose, not how they win. A win's a win.
I could care less how I lose. Once you lost, does it matter how?
Yeah, but like an owner will look at like, well, if a team's losing because the players aren't good enough, okay, that's one thing. If the players are losing because the coach can't handle the locker room or is inept, that's a different situation.
Is it safe to say that everybody in the NFL thinks these players aren't good to win?
It is safe to say that, yes.
So, if they win more than everybody expects, is that a great job by the coaching staff? Or are you going to pick the wins apart and say, well, they got lucky here, they got lucky there, oh, that was just turnover at the end of the game, or are you going to give them credit for the wins? Because I can't make up my mind with you guys.
It's different.
You're pick and choose.
It's not picking and choosing.
Winning is winning.
No, that's not true. Because the Patriots are big winning. Okay? You can't compare the Patriots.
They just won a Super Bowl 13-10.
Right. But we know that's for real. They have the best quarterback of all time, according to NFL.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's for real.
Look, I'm not the only one. Look at Dino. Looking at you like you're crazy.
You know there's frauds out there with better records than what they say because they get lucky wins. It's a thing.
Man.
It's a thing.
Everybody get paid if you win. It don't matter how.
It does matter. The Dolphins fired their coach. He was 7-9. You want to know why? Fraud 7-9. They won on the Miami Miracle.
Wait.
You know what?
Hold on. Should they have won more?
No, they should have won way fewer games.
Wait a minute.
Then that means the coach should have got
no, he doesn't get credit for Sam Darnold throwing 900 interceptions in the game.
You don't understand what he's doing. You realize if his argument is proven wrong, there's no such thing as a football Ponzi scheme, which means he can't call Adam Gase a football
Ponzi schemer.
No, see, I agree with you. I'm just saying that Leroy doesn't understand he's arguing against.
Don't compare it to Adam Gase's football career, which is built on nothing but lies and former Broncos. Don't compare that to the Patriots dynasty. It's not the same thing. Just because it's boring to watch doesn't mean that it's not effective. Hell, I wish Adam Gase was a little bit more boring. He would go out there and he'd be like, oh, I got this great trick play. He'd run his one trick play and he'd go hog wild. And then the next time that his receiver couldn't figure out the route, he'd be like sulking on the bench like a little baby with his stupid little screen, his little tablet. I can't believe this guy didn't figure it out that time. That's how it went every week. Hmm. Every week. But because he's got 2 5-7 receivers high-fiving, running down the field one time, everyone thinks he's a football genius.
You're the only guy. Wait. After every game, when I ask you to break some stuff down, you can't do it. But when the season's over and the coach gets fired, now you can break down every situation.
Everything.
You're a Ponzi scheme.
I'm not a Ponzi scheme.
You're a Ponzi scheme.
I saw this coming a mile away.
Now
all of a sudden you know you can break down every win and loss and tell how valid the win and loss is.
I was saying it week in and week out.
You should be getting paid millions.
Everybody here was sitting here telling you that bum was a good coach. He was winning with a player he didn't even want winning. It was so clear as day. He had a big ego. Brought in a chain smoker as his quarterback.
Who doesn't have a big ego in that business?
He had the biggest ego. Undeserved.
He doesn't like
Brits. Once your starting quarterback.
You know who doesn't have a big ego? Flores. Class. Class personified.
And if he wins two games 2 years in a row, that class won't matter.
You're saying now it's not about winning and losing. I promise you, it's about winning and losing.
Good tell.
Yeah, okay.
This guy, he's got the right mentality.
Oh, my goodness. I am surrounded by idiots.
He is shut,
I can't
he's
do
shut,
nothing
he's
about
shut,
it.
No, he's shut
I've
down the best.
I've been fighting it.
Nope.
I'm just going to accept the fact.
Nope.
You got a guy who thinks a coach is a football Ponzi schemer, if that is even a thing.
Let me get this straight.
And wait, it's not if you win or lose. It's how you lose and how you win that matters.
Let me tell you something. What am I supposed to make of a guy who gets the Jets job? He was like their ninth choice.
Who cares? He getting paid like he was their first choice.
3 weeks in, he schemes to get the general manager fired.
Let me ask you this. Did the GM get fired?
Yes.
Good play by him.
What? Just destruction all around. Just go.
Hey.
Come in there with a Zippo lighter.
Wait.
Shing.
Question.
Boom. Light
Question.
All ablaze.
What will you say if he wins more games than the Dolphins?
Is it real more wins? Or is it like...
Is it real more wins?
Where are you going? Why is he leaving?
You just said it's real more wins.
Yeah,
is that even a grammatically correct sentence?
If they go 8-8 and he got a couple of gimmies in there, no, I'm not giving him credit. How about that, Leroy? You think you can box me in? You're sitting in a box. Minus one.
Every win should have
minus one.
Every win should have a how real score. Like, how real was this win?
100%. It should.
And no.
Like
here's all that matters. Hey, any coach in the NFL, any coach in college, if you coach down here, you better make sure Tobin likes you. Otherwise, your wins ain't gonna be real.
You know what they
That's
should.
That's it.
Here's what it should be like.
Yeah.
What it should be like.
Yeah.
You're onto something there.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is surprising.
You sure it's not a donut?
Do you know?
No, you were gonna eat that, but someone else.
Yeah, who took the donut out of there?
You know what nobody cares about anymore in baseball?
What's that?
A pitcher's win-loss record. You wanna know why?
Why?
Because it's nonsense. They could have this record.
It's about ERA.
Means nothing.
It's about ERA,
means
right?
Nothing.
Right.
So wait, wait a minute. These now you're getting ready to get boxed in.
These coaches
Let me
have
tell you what.
Records
Hold
that
up.
Have nothing to do with themselves.
Hold up. Because you, I said, hey, your boy Blake Bortles threw for 4,000 yards and had 27 touchdowns with like five picks. And what did you say?
Garbage stats. Garbage stats, but also a garbage record. You could tell. All that stuff was racked up in garbage
time. You know
time.
Why? Because the real win factor wasn't high enough.
Correct.
The real win factor, the RWF.
You got to know about real wins and real stats. You can't just be fooled by this gravy train.
Y'all make people want to cuss on the radio. I don't even know. Like, goodness.
Looter and Riot, man. Blake Bortles is the king of the touchdown, down 14.
So you would have hated, what is it, 2001 Ravens, who didn't score offensive touchdown in 5 weeks and won the Super Bowl?
No, I love the Jacksonville Jaguars team. I hated the quarterback. I love that team that was dominant on defense. I love Jalen Ramsey and Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
I love that squad. Miles Jack.
Question. If a Super Bowl is won on a fluke play, is it a win? I tell you what. If they put that ring on my finger, I won't care how I got it.
Yeah.
I never won one.
I laugh in Rick Barry's face when he says Ray Allen traveled on the shot.
Have you noticed?
I laugh in his face.
Have you noticed that Leroy comes to life when there's people to watch him?
Oh, this was gonna be a blow up anyway.
The fact that D-Lou's in there is in agreeing with you.
You know, yes.
Is got you doubly pumped
up. You know
why? Otherwise, you'd be
because normally
you'd
I'm
be
in
on
a
your
room.
Phone ordering
I'm
golf
in
equipment.
A room without any support.
Texter writes in: Tobin doesn't consider the miracle of Miami a real win.
Not really. Like
so you have your own personal book, personal record book.
Gronk was on the field to try and tackle somebody. Gronk.
Man, I played a whole football season with a play that called Randy Run and Catch It.
I'm going to develop this RWF, the real win factor. I'm going to put a whole...
The only real win factor you can...
What? Say it. Come on, what? Buffet? Where are you going with this one?
I would think you
buffet,
would appreciate
Taco Bell?
You know, as a lifelong Tannehill defender, I would think that you would defend
no,
this. Because
my only defense of
you
Tannehill...
You think his record should be better than
no,
what it is.
My only defense of Tannehill was this. How can you judge a quarterback when he has the worst defense in the National Football League?
So you're on board with me. You agree with me. Okay? You think
what
that
am I agreeing with?
You think that he's a better quarterback than his record shows.
No, I didn't say that.
That's kind of what you said.
I said, how can you determine what kind of quarterback he is when you have the worst defense?
Okay.
I'm so like, if you keep making decisions.
How can I determine?
If you keep making decisions without making honest decisions, then you're going to be wrong all the time. So you're telling me your quarterback sucks. Yep, your defense is the worst in the league. Is it hard to determine what kind of quarterback you have? The same thing's going to happen this year. Because guess what?
Hey.
Are you really going to be able to tell if Josh Rosen is any good if you have the worst offensive line in football?
Tex writes an RWF for Beast is real wing factor. Real wing factor actually sounds way better than real win factor.
We should do it.
I would start ranking these on Man Cave Mondays.
Man Cave Monday? I don't know. You're going to, I mean, they don't last long enough for you to rank them.
It's fair.
Does he go at him?
Dude, I saw him eat a cheeseburger and a bucket of fries in a break.
They messed up my
order
yesterday,
no,
I got two plates.
No. Listen, I can put up with a lot, but I can't put up with Zach Duarte, who, you know, is on our station in the lineup, our senior reporter.
Yeah.
Asking me if I'm free right now.
Minus one, Zach.
I'm on the air!
Minus one.
Did this segment count towards our record?
You won't look.
We're sitting next to each other on a flight.
How's that going to go?
He's sitting in the middle seat.
You got the window or the aisle?
The window. He's sitting in the middle seat because he got the smallest arms.
Everybody.
Amazing music choice by Jennifer.
Captain Curtis is coming up after us. You guys can get him just after 4 every single day. check that on out, everybody. I think I'm gonna try and get out of here so Leroy doesn't punch me in the face.
You guys really suck.
What?
What?
You're just gonna put it flat out like that, huh?
Wait, I really suck too?
I mean, you're
I'm just annoying.
You're not part of the stats.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I'm disappointed I gave you my Sour Patch Kids today.
Really?
By the way, there's good luck.
How many are left in there?
None.
We got two green. Oh, look. We got Hurricane Sour Patch.
Oh, wow.
Two greens and a yellow. Go ahead.
We may have ourselves.
There's two greens and a red. How is that Hurricane?
Oh, I thought it was orange.
No, it's Christmas. You can have it.
No.
We may have ourselves a Perk Bomb. Not Chris Perkins. Kendrick Perkins.
And?
He tweets out, Russ, Jimmy, and Deion Waiters don't sound bad to me at all. Just my opinion.
Didn't Russ already play with Deion Waiters?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
How'd that work out?
Worked out pretty good. I mean, you know, Kevin Durant choked in the Western Conference Finals, but Deion Waiters was good in that series.
Do you think Deion's recruiting Russ?
No. I think he's pissed.
Yeah, because look.
He thought this was going to be his team. Taking all the shots at the end.
Yeah, holy smokes.
I think he thought it was going to be Philly cheese time.
Wait, let's see. Who swings first? Russ, Jimmy, or Deion?
I don't know.
I sure wish we could get that type of tenacity on defense. Has Russ ever been known as a defender?
What?
Has Russ ever really been known as a defender?
He's fine. He's not a turnstile. Okay. Plays intense, plays hard. I don't think he's known as a stopper.
Right.
Not Patrick Beverly out there.
Right.
Being that kind of a pest. Although they hate each other. Patrick Beverly and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverly injured
Beverly,
him.
Well, plus he just annoys him.
Yeah, he's a pest. Right. And he injured him.
They're usually what those defenders are. That's what Bruce Bowens was. Just a nuisance.
Do you think while Andy Ellisberg and Pat Riley are high-fiving each other for putting this orca catch together that Spolstra's stressed, he's just like, thanks. No, thank you. Thank you for this. I got rid of Whiteside, but now I have the trifecta of crazy
angry
hero ball.
Wait, but here. I mean, he's never had this many intense people, stars. He's had intense people.
Mm-mm.
But just imagine if you had two Alonzo Mournings playing on the scene.
Yeah. I mean, not even like the pressure of LeBron James was obviously probably a bigger challenge of coaching that team, but LeBron coachable, especially after the whole Bumpgate thing and they got going. He's not an angry personality. If anything, people say LeBron is passive aggressive.
Right.
These guys are aggressive.
Yeah. They're like 60-year-old men playing basketball.
You know, getting back to our fun thing, like this team, I'm very, very excited to watch. Like, if they do pull off the rest.
Man.
Leroy,
like,
watching
okay,
this team
fine.
Is going to be fun.
Okay, fine. But, like
Justice Winslow.
Here.
Justice Winslow.
Just because it's different doesn't mean it's fun.
It's been fun watching the Justice Winslow development. And if it ends up just being, hey, Justice Winslow's going to be your point guard this year, cool. I'm down for that. That's fine.
Wait.
But
you give me Jimmy Butler and you give me one other guy that's an athletic.
It's been proven.
Yeah.
So here's what your test is.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what you're going to be trying to prove
mm-hmm.
next year.
Because
mm-hmm. it has been proven that if either guy is a number one, you can't win. Correct? Yes.
He was the guy that they went to late in Philly.
Okay, but still.
And their number one was considered Joel Embiid.
Okay, but still. No, it's... Most would say Jimmy Butler is that second-tier great player.
Sure.
Okay? Russell Westbrook, he's a... would you say he's an elite number one tier?
No.
Okay, two-tier.
They're both top 20 guys.
Okay, top 20 guys. And neither could win being trying to be a top five guy.
No, they can't win big.
Okay, so you put them both together.
Yeah.
Knowing that they both couldn't do it, you know, without having a number one, how is it going to be with them being both number twos?
I don't know, but I kind of want to find out.
You just...
Man. And don't... Here, can I break it down? I was just looking this up today. I was just wondering.
Okay.
Like, what's Justice Winslow's career high in scoring in a game? Never had a 30-point game.
Because he doesn't shoot that much.
Yeah, but like, will he?
Has Deion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what's... Deion, so you're asking, like...
The mentalities of the two are different.
I just kind of want big stats. I want fun. I want intensity. I want big stats flying dunks.
Hey, big stats. Look, Blake Bortles gave you big stats 1 year. You said they were garbage.
Here we go again.
I'm just saying.
Why?
Big stats don't mean wins.
I know, but like, have you found this to be, other than D-Wade moments over the last few years, you know, we had the Deion game winners, but have you found this to be a fun Heat team to watch? Not really.
You know why they weren't fun? Because they weren't winning consistently enough.
But we're also... But here we go.
If they had a start like that 31-10, 31-11 that year, if they would have had any part of a season like that, everybody would have been more excited.
I think like the most excited people probably were about Justice Winslow was like that first half against the Bucks this year where Justice Winslow was getting alley-oops from Dwayne Wade and people were like, that's the torch being passed. This is the next generation taking over. And it's just like, you know, they've had a good amount of time with him to realize, all right, do we really think he's going to take a leap? This is where the Heat are at right now. They're very similar in the spot that they were last year with the Jimmy Butler, Jay Rich thing, where they're like, I'm not crazy about giving up the Jay Rich Hall for Jimmy Butler because I don't know. Let's see if are we overspending for a guy who's basically going to be the same player.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Now you're saying I'm not sure I wanted to give up Jay Rich.
This is kind of my point, though. Last year, the front office was hesitant to make the move because they thought, could Jay Rich turn into Jimmy Butler, basically, on a much cheaper deal? We found out, no, he can't.
But he's young.
No, he can't. He's not that young. No, he can't. And he's going to step out of bounds.
How old is Jimmy Butler?
30.
And was it 3 years ago when you realized? About 3 years.
He's a four-time All-Star.
Okay, 4 years. 4 years ago. So... Now you're getting right into that same time frame with
Jay Rich. Do you think Josh Richardson's ever going to be an All-Star?
Where is he now? He's in Philly?
I mean, it would have to be like some sort of desperation.
So no.
Yeah.
Best bet, do you think he's ever going to be an All-Star?
No.
Okay.
At the most, one appearance in his career.
I think the Heat are looking at this like from this standpoint. Do we think that Justice Winslow has the potential to actually make a leap to where he's an all-star level player, or do we go get an older all-star?
With the way he's been improving year to year, you can't rule it out.
You can't rule it out, but that's the question I think they're asking right now.
There's a tweet.
Can't you say that about Bam?
Wait.
Sure. Well, he's only in his second year. He only had 2 years, man.
And how many years? Justice had four.
Just four. Well, okay. I'm one injured.
Okay.
Yeah.
So look.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but they asked that question last year. And I think they were like,
he took
a
giant leap last year with the shooting and all. Come on.
I'm not saying he didn't, but I think that they got their answer with Josh and they said, you know what? I think we think we've gone as far as we can go with him. Let's go get a guy who's more seasoned, who makes big buckets in big games in the playoffs and go that direction.
So our old friend Ethan Skolnick tweeted this like this. I don't know if it's a Pat Riley quote or a Pat-ism or Pat philosophy, but it's, quote, get the star and figure the rest out later, basically.
That's the Tobin theory.
It's always been his theory. And also, there are no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none. And those are words to live by. We live by two things, orking and obstacles.
I'm living by two jackasses, one on my left and one on my right.
I resemble those remarks.
Dude, I'm never giving you Sour Patch Kids again.
I don't want you stinking Sour Patch Kids.
Don't say that, because when you get hangry because there's no snacks in the building, you will take.
I give you snacks. I put it all out there for you. And you made me upset.
The boss said we could take anything we want from the studio. You got your dibs on the Capone jersey?
No, that's got personalized to Zaslow. I want the Dan Ugla jersey, though.
Okay, take it.
You going to have the ticket jersey, too?
No, he can't get any jersey in here.
I'm good.
Can I put down an ugly jersey?
Huh? Yeah, he can. Carrie Ann wrote us back because I asked her because we got a report.
You got to have the Tannehill jersey.
You got to take the Tannehill jersey.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Why not? You love him.
No.
It's your guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has defended Ryan Tannehill more than you.
Yeah. I mean,
I defend.
It needs to go right next to Gale Sayers in your house.
No. Gale has a whole wall.
Worried about the dartboard.
What are we going to do?
We'll have to put it in Tobin's trunk and sneak it into the new studio.
What?
We're not allowed to bring
That's
anything.
A staple? What?
We're not allowed to bring anything.
Nah, just give it a couple weeks. Then, once it's all shiny and new.
Tobin has some sort of philosophy that, you know, once corporate leaves, like, we'll be able to do whatever.
Are they
going to
be down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
can
yeah.
you ask them by the way, to bring a check printer? While you're here.
No, they have to go overseas for that.
Senor Intercom, let me have a talk with you, please.
Did you say Senor Intercom?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, and we're sober. I can't wait until you start shadow boxing.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Because you know we're getting to Vegas.
Oh, forget about Vegas. The new building, there's three bars.
As soon as we get that meat.
Oh, I'm going to that beer garden every day.
Really?
I think we should just move the show there.
To the roof? Only do the show inside if it rains?
Oh, like the Marlins?
Yeah.
Top is down tonight. Today,
roof is closed.
Roof is closed. That means we got to bring our liquor inside.
Tex writes in that Justice Winslow equals Devontae Parker. That's harsh. I don't
know. No, because he's improved and he's actually contributed.
And his hamstrings work.
Justice Winslow equals Jarvis Landry?
No. You can't even say that because he has been shooting the three a lot better. That's a deep ball.
Justice Winslow equals Justice Winslow. But does Justice Winslow equal you, Russell Westbrook?
No.
I don't know.
All right, on that note,
we bid you adieu.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.